welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dear Alice. Today we have a podcast dedicated to a question from a listener. She wanted to know all about this home that we created called Tiger Oak. It's a home that is, it's been a really celebrated home. In Utah, it was in the Parade of Homes, and it was winner. It got Best of Show. I think it got best in a lot of each category.
Swept the awards category.
And then it was also Kitchen of the Year for 2019.
House Beautiful.
It was on the cover. Mm-hmm. This is a house that really allowed us designers to flex our muscles and try things we hadn't done before. And the client was so dope that she was completely along for the ride. So we felt like this was actually really worth talking about. And we thank you for your question. But first, before we jump in, we wanted to first give a shout out to ZocDoc.
Okay, Jess, really fast. ZocDoc, did you avoid going to the doctor during the pandemic?
I know 100%.
I know I did. I skipped my physical, my dental cleaning. I didn't see the eye doctor. But now that everything's opening up, it's time to catch up on our regular health care. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/DearAlice and download ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? It's a Rolodex of all the best doctors. They have ratings. Oh. And we all need special.
And you know what? I feel like when I need to go to the doctor, I need to go right now.
You do.
I don't need to book it and get in, 4 months. So this is awesome.
I know. It's exactly what I need post-pandemic every day of my life.
Yeah. So how do you spell, what is it? ZocDoc?
Go to ZocDoc.com. That's ZocDoc.com/DearAlice.
Awesome. Well, I definitely need to do that. There are so many doctors I haven't gone to, and it's time to catch up. So I love the 5-star rating thing too. That's amazing.
Me too.
Cool. Okay. So let's get into the podcast. Let's talk a little bit about Tiger Oak, the myth, the legend.
I know.
Yeah. Let's talk about the homeowner and her desires and how did we get here?
I know. Tiger Oak. The client was Susan Peterson. Susan, we love you. Hope you're listening to this. I'd known Susan through different circles. And then it was when I was out getting a thing of ramen for me and my family that I ran into Susan, and she's like, let's build a house together. And I was like, let's do. And so it just kind of all started from ramen.
Nice.
And from there, soon after that, she contacted us, and she was working with Robison Builder, which we hadn't worked with at the time yet. And so we were excited to start working with Robison. And Susan, just a background on Susan, she owns Freshly Picked. She started Freshly Picked, which is this darling novel children's moccasin line that they carry at Nordstrom and probably a lot of retailers that you guys have seen. Kardashians have worn them.
They're this really soft leather, little hand cut fringes. They're the sweetest little things putting on little barefoot babies.
They do the best collaborations, and they're always so colorful and so, and they're just really, they're quirky. And what if you like Disney or
Star Wars
or whatever your kid is
NASA
into, there is a mock for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's been really fun to watch Susan's journey with Freshly Picked and just the wit that she has in her brand. Fun thing about Susan though, is she's usually wearing black. She's kind of like a Steve Jobs of a thing. And she just has this uniform where she kind of wears all black. She always has a rad pair of sneakers on. And so I was really curious what this house would look like when we started with her. And from the very get-go, we started talking, and she brought to our design team a picture of the Gucci Heron wallpaper, the pink one that powder's kind of become famous for us. She brought that wallpaper to us and said, I love this. What can we do with this? And so as soon as she put that in front of us, we're like, okay, I know what to do with this. You want to go this way? Let's take you there. And we realized that she really, even though she wears a uniform to work every day, her mind and her soul is in color. And it's in she pushed us for sure. I think this is probably one of our more colorful homes. And I think just throughout each room, there's a real holisticness to it by the way we treated like the trim and a lot of the architecture, but it just has a lot of attitude. And so it kind of all started with the heron. And there was also this, like, I remember we were working out some color stories and she sent this Instagram post of a gal. I think their account on Instagram is called Unapologetic Dopeness. And this like, amazing lady, she was wearing like this pink fuchsia color with this olive pairing. And it was so beautiful. And she sent that and she's like, this is me. This has something. I felt something when I saw this outfit. And so we can kind of, we'll do a deep dive on some of our favorite areas, but we'll show you how we applied that in some of these spaces.
I love that. Cause fashion is often a cue that we take from people to try and understand the way that they live, like how glam they are versus how casual. And that tells us a lot about how they want to live in the home. Yeah. So
it's easy for people to wrap their head around putting together an outfit. We all get dressed each day, but it's hard for people to say like how to put a room together. Mm-hmm. And so anytime like people can give us that cue, it's amazing. And so when she gave us that plus the Gucci herons, we're like, okay, we'll steam ahead. Let's do this. And so
game on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's start them in the entryway. For those of you listening, if you have a device, you could pull up our portfolio on Alice Lane and go to the portfolio and you'll be able to see Tiger Oak. And starting in the entryway, we've got a double story entry, a lot of beautiful finish work. That's kind of this marshmallowy, almost nude tone.
It's called Reticence. I think it's from
Benmore.
I think so. Yeah. I have it in my master.
I think it's Sharon Williams. Yeah.
Anyway, Reticence is the color and it's kind of a tissue pink.
Mm.
And the fun thing I think that the architect did in this home is that a lot of people will do their great room at a double story.
Yeah.
Like the whole house is just like a single story, about 10 feet. But the entry is the one like little hotel moment where you do have that double story feeling, but the footprint was still intimate. And I really, really love that. One thing that our design team, we put together was instead of doing like a regular railing, like a balustrade, that has like a rhythm or an iron or wood or anything, we did paneling around the whole thing to kind of give it this like old hotel feel.
Yeah.
And it really was so successful. And yeah, I just love it. And it's also kind of nice privacy wise. I'm just going to say when like they would come from their master and they're coming down the stairs to greet somebody, you know, that like not everyone can see you going down the stairs. You just have this kind of like sexy paneled screen, you know, as you go down the stairs. And other things I loved about the entry, I loved the ceiling beams. We did ceiling beams in there that related to the floors. You'll notice that in the portfolio, the lighting that we did was very hotel inspired. And it had these like metal Greek key moments. The runner, oh my gosh, the runner was really beautiful. And that was a splurge.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was like, it was called Monet or something. It had kind of this faux bois flame stitched effect. And it was just, again, kind of taking that reticent tissue pink color and taking it to its deepest tone. That's the color that's in that. And so all the colors that you see in Susan's house are more secondary, you know, like to like the trim that we did throughout. After you get past the entry, you'll see that the trim was kind of this like graphite, almost bluey color. It's hard to even identify.
I think that's a dot of olive in it too.
A little dot of olive. Anyway, so you'll notice when you look at the portfolio that everything is just like, it's hard to describe. And those are the best colors.
Totally. So what's interesting too is for how opinionated it is, there were so many people that were like, this is totally me.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was totally Susan. And unlike anything we've done, it's not trending in any way. And it was yet so many people that came to see it and walk through this home. And I think, you know, because, 20,000 people walked through it because it was a parade home for Utah Valley. It was one of those things that was just like such an experience. People would come through four or five times.
You'd have to.
When like your ticket really allows you to come through once, they would find a way back in again to just take it in. It was fun just listening, you know, to people talk about it because it was an experience that they've never had before.
Yeah.
Was standing in this home. It was, just to give you guys an idea, it's about 10,000 square feet. I mean, it's kind of split amongst three levels. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is a family of four. So they have two kids, husband and wife, and they're just a really just kind of a cool sort of Renaissance couple.
You're so cool.
The husband is a really amazing cook, and she often shows him
incredible cook
making things.
He's a drone racer.
Yeah,
which is so. I mean, like, I don't know, just like the most interesting people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and like, which, you know, equates to the most interesting house.
They were really up for anything, and really were up for the design celebration that turned out to be Tiger Oak. Let's move them in through. So the entry, and then just off to the right, there's an opening. It takes them into the parlor.
I do love the parlor. So they didn't have really anything they wanted to bring from the old house into this house, mm-hmm. except for this, her stand-up piano from her that she inherited from her grandparents. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's kind of quirky, and it has like a cool soul, and it's not like a baby grand. You know, I think that's one thing that she emphasizes, that she wanted to be relaxed. She didn't want it to feel stuffy. She wanted it to feel like them. And so, yeah, I think it 100% that stand up piano, we put it on an angle. Our design team, we kind of did the space planning and tried mm-hmm. to do it in a really unordinary way. I think the fireplace in this spot is one to celebrate. You know, our lead designer on the project, he had a dream about a round fireplace, and we were just like, yeah, that's rad. Let's move forward with it. And we asked the builder, we're like, can we do this? Can we make this? And he's like, yeah, you bet, I can build it. Which, you guys, that never happens.
Yeah.
You know, with builders. And so we have
or they tell you they can, and then it doesn't end up happening.
They can, that's going to cost you. So anyway, just the whole design team, the builder, the client, everything, it was just kind of the perfect storm it was just a yes project. You know, mm-hmm. if you want a round fireplace, we can do a round fireplace. But I think the round fireplace is so beautiful. And that was all out of a cast material mm-hmm. To kind of create that. And then the builder built out that box. I think the other thing that's so cool about this space is the ceiling treatment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the neon sign.
Well, I'll get there. I'm working from the skin of the room first. Okay, yeah. But the ceiling treatment, it's so rad because we have a couple of our vendors that are art vendors that will actually like take that piece of art and scale it to a wallpaper. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we want to do because we want to look like somebody had like, you know, just an actual artist had just come in and just had their way with that ceiling. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun trick. I'm just trying to deep dive. Let's see, the neon sign. Oh, that was so great because the client, she has this phrase that, oh my
gosh. She tells her kids, it says, don't look around, look up.
Yeah.
And it worked because the wallpaper was on the ceiling. Uh-huh. So for those people not understanding the layer at which we understood it, was really cool to take a design cue off of that. But it's kind of a message to her kids to not really look around at what other people are doing, but to look upward. They're Christian and they, you know, their faith believes in prayer and whatnot. So it was just a really, it was a really cool thing to be able to have a family yeah. mantra on the wall in cursive hot pink neon.
It's such a rock and roll kind of way.
Yeah.
You guys, it's cool to, you know, to post what you believe, just like figure out your style.
Yeah.
So
definitely. I love that. Moving into, first we want to just give a little shout out to our sponsor, and that is ZocDoc. And I don't know about you guys, but I love a rating, especially during COVID when we couldn't go places and shop.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. I feel like I learned how to shop in a whole different way, but I was so keyed on ratings and I had to know what other people were saying about it because who wants to go to the effort of buying something online, but then returning it? I hate returns. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to ZocDoc. They have a 5-star rating and they matter a lot when it comes to finding healthcare. Ratings matter even more. ZocDoc is an app where you compare doctors by their ratings and read reviews from real patients so you can find and book highly rated doctors. This is such a game changer and I'm so excited about it. So now is the time to prioritize your healthcare. Go to ZocDoc.com/DearAlice and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/DearAlice. Okay, Sue, let's get into the parlor of this home.
Okay, yeah. We can keep talking about the parlor. I'm fine with that.
Furnishings, deep, moody. I think the whole room overall just really hugged you after coming in from such a light entry. And then it kind of spits you out the other side.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say about that paint color is like a again, just paying attention to like what paint, like colors, like, I don't know, feel like you. Because we went through so many different ones for her. First it was like this burnt umber, then it went to a raisin. And then it wasn't until like one night, I think, Suze, we met at your house at like 10:30 at night. Kids were in bed and we had the paint deck and we tried to figure out what the paint color needed to be. And we figured out that it was kind of that more like tealy olive color. It still was in that wallpaper. But you're like, that's me. And I'm like, hey, then that's the paint we go with. Let's sample it. So anyway, so the paint color felt like her.
So when that was like decided, did that feel like it was the right answer to you? You know how like that happens sometimes when you're like, that's it. You know what I mean? It's like light bulb. You know what I mean? Did that feel like it to you?
And I think it was still all the same principles of why the original color worked, was just like the saturation. This matched the saturation, but we just kind of, it just felt more like her. And it was before we did furnishings or anything. So it was the perfect time to make that decision. And then that decision kind of influenced what we did on like the trim everywhere else. And then we saw.
Where was the parlor at in the design? Like choosing the color for, like in the design, was it one of the first rooms that you were designing? Do you remember?
The first rooms we designed, well, we probably did the kitchen and the master and all those rooms first. So it was probably a little more secondary when we were doing, like the fireplaces and things. But I mean, it was like the space was framed, you know, and I think it was just like, they're probably getting ready to put the drywall up and stuff. I don't even think we had drywall, but she was just like, I don't feel like that color was right. Let's meet. And I'm like, cool. So we just went over there and we figured it was early enough that like we could have that decision switch. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about color blocking. Do you know what I mean? When you're like just working with colors in general, once you figure out your color, then you like, you have that out and then all the other decisions can kind of help decide themselves, especially when you had like the wallpaper that was happening up there and that had so many tones to pull from. So yeah,
it
was a fun experience.
Like when you design a home, does each room kind of like lead itself or do you think of, the rooms around like adjacent to it in the home or the flow of the home?
For sure.
Together.
It leads. I think there's like a feeling. And I think as the design team, when we talked about like the entry, we wanted that to feel light. And especially since we had the two story, we wanted that to feel like a lift. And then that pocket to the right, you know, your ceiling, you know, height lowers and you kind of enter into this space with a round Narnia fireplace, you know, like we wanted that to be kind of pull you in. And so that's why the deep color was so wonderful in that spot. And then as you go through other spots off of that entry, we do that in a sense, but the darkest room was that parlor.
That's cool.
And that was very intentional. So I think another really cool thing about, well, I'm moving on. What space do we want to go to next?
I know. We're like, we could stay here all day.
Stay in the parlor. You guys, the furnishings.
Let's jump into the family room because that's just off the parlor.
Yeah, and off the entry. You can access it from the parlor or from that front entry. And one thing that she wanted was, she has a lot of family, and so does her husband. And their kids are always there, and their kids' friends are always there. And so they really wanted a space plan where they could puppy pile. So if you'll notice, I think the biggest thing that people notice is that kind of ochre, golden mustard, sectional, velvet sectional in the space that accesses, you know, the fireplace and the TV. We see all that together, which by the way, the TV is above the fireplace.
Yes. And she did not want it to be seen.
She did not want it to be seen. So we actually designed like these doors that bifolded and then they can come open and tuck back. But it was just a really edited scene. Mm-hmm. And we made sure that the fireplace was a certain height so it didn't get too high. And so I thought like that was really smart. You'll notice on all the fireplaces, they're all kind of more pillowed and like there's a softness to them. Cause she's not a hard person. Like she's really, she has such soul to her. And so that was important. I think one of the coolest things about this house is that we did a dark trim. You know, we did a darker base and we did the mullions on the windows. That's the vertical and horizontal divide grids on the windows. We did those all dark to match the dark casings. And one thing that I love about this house is that when you're in the entry, you can see to the back. I think that there's something so grounding when you're like standing at the front of a house and you can see to the back of the house because you can understand depth. You can understand where you sit scale wise as a human. And one thing that I learned on this project through doing the dark, the mullions and the, like that casing, most people would do it white. that's pretty traditional. But when you do it dark, your eye sees past dark and you can see the outside. And that was also important to the client. So if you notice that, like, your eye stops at light, mm-hmm. but your eye bypasses dark and it goes on past the mullion. And so I love that, especially with the outdoor entertaining, that's just beyond that family room. Mm-hmm. That was important to kind of fill that on the interior space. So by doing the moldings dark, that was such a game changer, I think, for that house to make that really inclusive for all these adjacent areas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love that. I love the sectional. You'll notice that again, it points towards, there's a portion of the sectional that orients itself toward the fireplace. But then we kind of did this trick where we used that same sectional pieces and we did it a little sofa basically that faced the dining room. And the reason why we, let's talk about the dining room next. Yeah. The reason why we did that is just so that when you're done at the dining table, we did a round 72 inch dining table. We want, after you're eating, you can go and you can actually like have a fainting moment where you can just like lie on that sofa, which mm-hmm. was so much fun. The dining room was a lot of fun. She wanted it to feel like part of everything, but we cased it out so that it kind of felt like its own little cocoon. Mm-hmm. And it was, I had windows on two sides of it. And we did this rad credenza with this really crazy bold piece of art with this woman that has her hair stretched out. Mm-hmm. Super artistic. All the pieces in this home are just stunning. Go and analyze each furniture piece because it really... They're all heroes. They yeah. really are, but they get along so well. But the fun part about the dining room was we loved the idea of doing every chair a different color. And so we had an idea of what that looked like also. And so we had at the presentation, we had all these different leathers that we wanted to do on these dining chairs. But when Susan came, again, she was super trusting on the whole thing. But when she came, her game is leather. She works in leather moccasins. And so she's like, can I see your other colors? And so we pulled out all of our leather samples and like we ended up with a hot pink chair, leather chair. And we ended up with like just every one of her favorite colors. And that was magic in the collaboration for mm-hmm. sure. That was such a fun day to just kind of see that space born with like what she's brilliant at. And then just with our help in putting it together. So I love that little spot. We had that little antique drop leaf table. One of our designers founded an antique store that's where she goes and eats her breakfast grapefruit every day. So anyway, yeah, the dining room's magic.
Yeah, which all is focused. I mean, I think the kitchen sort of faces the family room and it's just a really large, just open collaborative space. And I think those dining over could see Christian, you know, the hero of the kitchen in there. And actually the kitchen is how we got the name for the home, Tiger Oak.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Kitchen. Let's talk about the kitchen and the pantry. The kitchen was interesting because it had mostly windows. Like we are sitting on a corner, so you have windows on two giant walls, and then you have like one little divider, like wall that doesn't have windows. And so in this kitchen, you'll notice we don't have any upper cabinets. Mm-hmm. We have, if you look to the left, we did this really rad. Where her fridge sits, we did this big display cabinet. And again, those were different colors. And I think we had a snakeskin wallpaper in the back of that initially. But then when she sent over that picture of Unapologetic Dopeness of that outfit, mm-hmm. those are the colors that we were inspired to put onto that cabinet.
Yeah.
And she had all this amazing, just that her pink depression wear from her mother.
Yeah.
That we displayed in there. And it was just, it was so beautiful. And I loved that was kind of its own private Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then we actually had that. Plus then we had the perimeter cabinets mm-hmm. where like the windows were. And those were again, kind of a putty color, you know, and we had a lot of really interesting radiuses and this elongated OG countertop edge that was just like, again, broadened that curve like we talked about on the pillowing. And that was so beautiful. And kind of, we wanted those to feel like those had always existed. Mm-hmm. And then some of these other things had been added like, you know, year after year. But Tiger Oak actually came from the island. We were really inspired by kind of the Hoosier cabinet. Mm-hmm. And we drew that up. There's actually a little Hoosier cabinet, I don't know, prototype.
What is a Hoosier cabinet? I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Hoosier cabinet is, you probably have one in your house or your mother's house and you don't even know it. It is basically, it's a, What is a Hoosier cabinet, Jess?
It's like a little, it's like a roll top secretary.
And it has or
these little, little brass hardware. And there's like a little plate that you can slide in and say what's in the drawer.
Yeah.
So we even use that hardware on the islands, and the Hoosier cabinets were made out of tiger oak, which is
a quarter sawn oak.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an oak and it has, well, you could even describe
it as cork works like, fiddleback in it, which is what the tiger like striping is, but the fiddleback is, I think, is like the correct word term for it. But yeah, it's a quarter sawn oak,
so welcome.
The grain is really tight, and then it has that like fiddle through it, which is the like silky looking graining that looks like tiger stripes. So yeah.
It's fun because the team that we curated to like help with this project all had a love for all things old.
Yes,
you know, and like a real. They would just analyze old pieces of furniture and like incorporate that into like the overall design. And that is the magic.
Totally.
Was the teamwork in this and just like all those details. So
I feel like everybody too on our team and even the home furnishings team, they've gone antique shopping and bought themselves like an old tiger oak dresser to put in their bedrooms and use as nightstands or whatnot. But who doesn't love an animal print? Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So gorgeous. And she even had... two tiger oak islands.
Yeah, two tiger oak islands.
One of them was a butcher block top.
The second one, the service one. Yeah.
Was made out of marble. Yeah.
And the cool thing about that first marble one, you guys, if you go, you can see that it was actually, you know, in an old cast iron sink, how you have those grooves to set as a drying rack. That was actually carved into the marble, which I think is such a cool trick. There's so many cool tricks in this kitchen. There's like the ice machine and the service window for when people are out on the deck and they're making a pizza and then your kids want a drink, they can open up that big service window. And it's such a good party trick. There's the butcher block with the trash and the hole cut out on the drawers. Anyway, I don't know if we have those details on the portfolio, but you guys, this kitchen is tricked out
in a really charming way.
Oh, in the most charming way.
When it was in the parade, I was there and I saw like tons of people bringing, they had been through before and they were bringing like their family through and like, yo, you gotta like see this, like check this out. And like the whole, and then the butcher block stuff. So, and that was through the entire house that I saw people doing that. So it was very remarkable and people were bringing, you know, their friends and family to it to like show them. Like they were proud that they had like been able to like go through it and like, you know, like found this like gem of a thing. And
Well, there's a lot of things too that like weren't things that you would typically show off unless you like opened the door that the ice maker was in to see there was room for cups and lids down on that same level that all closed up. So it didn't look like anything was there, but it had all of the modern day conveniences in it. And like the marble was such a hero, but then so was the oak, but then so was this hot pink and green cabinet
full of heroes.
And all of her mom's pink, was it princess wear? Is that what, pink?
Depression wear.
The pink, clear, china and glassware. So gorgeous. Anyway, it was like such a gorgeous story.
Yeah. One thing I want to note too was the tile. Was so beautiful. Again, kind of like referencing that reticence color that you felt in the entry and then like the little bit deeper nude taupey color that we did on the cabinetry on the perimeter. We took a tile on the backsplash and wrapped the actual hood. You know, we didn't do a plaid. There's already a lot of heroes. And so that was one suggestion when we were working together was to tile just the hood. So all that just kind of like melted into each other.
Yeah.
But it was done in such a beautiful way. And there was just like these little liners, these like bronze liners that kind of created this pattern that you just have to kind of go and like zoom in on all the details. We soldier stacked it on like the bottom portion of the hood and then straight stacked it and it wrapped those floating shelves and the tile work of this house was just remarkable, but it had a real movement. I thought that the little pictures post or like, you know, sitting on the windowsills was a real moment. I loved that little bit of antiquity with the art lights. Mm-hmm. What else? Deep diving. The pantry.
It's like
was
a celebration of incredible craftsmanship.
Really is. Yeah. Kudos to the builder. Kudos to the design team. Anyway, it was just like a lot of masterminds working out these spaces. And it's remarkable when you get that many.
Yeah. So good. Lead them into the pantry.
Okay. Yes. The pantry.
This was a favorite space,
I think,
for a lot of people.
So 'cause
you haven't quite experienced a pantry like this before.
No. And it's fun because again, we figured out when she sent over that picture of the outfit, we knew that Olive was a big winner in her soul. And so we painted the whole pantry Olive aside from that tiger oak, the little Hoosier detail on the window wall. But it was all, again, they're cooks. And so they actually like needed storage, like for all the things that they're grabbing at the store. And so, it's all open up the top, but she had this one, this was one of the first original pieces of art that she said, I want to incorporate, was this, little still life, this oil still life that she wanted a spot for. And we're like, that would be so beautiful in the pantry. So we actually like framed it out in the finish work. And if you look at our portfolio, you'll see that. And then the shelves have like a really rad angle to them too, which I thought was really great. What else? The flooring's darling. Again, we had to pull back on some of the like materials and make sure that it still looked really authentic and curated, but not ridiculous price point. So like that was just like a black and white square little tile. So anyway, it's just so beautiful. I don't know. Should we go to the powder?
Yeah.
Let's go to the powder. Let's end on a high note of the powder where we started. Yes. The powder, the Gucci wallpaper. Everyone just like applause.
Yeah. That was the first time I had seen it. We were building this house in 2018.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're still, of course, seeing it today in pink and green. And, you know, it's so great, but it's so much bigger than life. And I think goes to that whole, I guess, trending right now is the mural. And this is definitely a mural of herons flying on a pink background. And who doesn't look good in pink?
No. And I love that. Like, if you order this wallpaper for yourself, which you should do, you'll notice that each panel like has a little bit different, like the pink varies, which I think just adds to the authenticity. But the wallpaper was so rad. We painted the ceiling that same pink filled color, the mirror, that little antique mirror, the actual vanity is so beautiful. We did an old school like pool flush toilet in there, which feels very like Victorian old school. What else? Yeah.
I was going to say, since we don't have time to do the whole home, like I think a really pro tip moment would be the master bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And also let's talk about the closet and how it leads into a laundry room.
Yes.
I feel like those would be worth talking about.
Yes. One fun thing, like before we even started the design, we looked at the architect's plans and we shuffled things around. So when she talked to us about her lifestyle and how she'd get up in the morning and, you know, one partner might be like Christian might be asleep, that she could go take a bath, get dressed, grab a Coke and be on her way. So we made it so that from the bedroom, you go into the bathroom, then you go into her closet and you go into this little laundry room from there that had her Coke machine basically. And then she could leave without having to interrupt the sleeper. So the flow of it was really rad. The bathroom, so beautiful. Look it up. We did a tourmaline on the countertop and we did a lot of interesting integration of the stone with the whole vanity. But one thing we learned is that they didn't need two sinks. They needed more vanity space for all their products. And another thing that we learned is that you don't actually need to stare into the mirror to brush your teeth together. Both people can use one sink and we don't need to watch ourselves brush our teeth. So we actually placed the sink in front of the window. And then on each side where there's vanity space, that's where we place the mirror. And it's all, if you look at it, it's all really lined up beautifully and integrated with the heights of all the different architecture. And it's just, it's beautiful. And then we did that little like stepped up portion for the tub area and
putting that on a platform. I think it's just
celebrates
like,
it
really does. It's such a special moment. There's so many special moments in the home of Tiger Oak. Definitely check that out on the portfolio and just gain, I don't know, a great visual understanding. Now you know where the name came from. And it's definitely one of the most celebrated homes that we've ever done.
So, so, so great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just to end it, we just wanted to like thank our ZocDoc, who's one of our partners. And it's never been easier to find a local doctor. It's so hard, especially like when I think we all need a specialty doctor, be it like a podiatrist or a back doctor. And now you have like your very own personal Rolodex, you know, with 5-star ratings that you can go to. And that's ZocDoc. And you can just go to ZocDoc.com. It's a tongue twister. /Dear Alice. That's ZocDoc.com/Dear Alice and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/Dear Alice.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.